The attacks of September 11th continue to affect the mental health of New York City school children. That was the message at a congressional hearing held in New York City yesterday by New York Senator Hillary Clinton and New Jersey Senator John Corzine. The senators are pushing for more federal resources to screen and treat school children for ongoing trauma. NPR's Melissa Block reports.
The stories told at the hearing by educators, parents, students, and mental health workers indicate that nearly 9 months after the attacks, the minds of the city's youth reverberate with images from September 11th. New York City Schools Chancellor Harold Levy.
Still to this day, if you have children of a young enough age to say, draw me a picture, the picture too often is of the towers and of the planes and of that black cloud.
Indeed, brightly colored pictures drawn by second graders on Staten Island were on display at the hearing. In one, a child drew himself screaming and falling. He wrote, "I dreamed I fell off a building." In another, a child wrote, "Please don't push me down, skyscraper, please." This anecdotal evidence buttressed findings of a study done for the Board of Education, a study of more than 8,000 city school children in grades 4 through 12. Among the findings, 10.5% of those children have multiple symptoms consistent with post-traumatic stress disorder. 15% have agoraphobia, a fear of public places. Dr. Christina Hoven, principal investigator of the study, detailed the rates of other psychiatric disorders.
8% with major depressive disorder, 10% with generalized anxiety disorder, 12% with separation anxiety disorder, 9% with panic disorder, 11% with conduct disorder, and 5% with alcohol abuse in grades 9 through 12.
Dr. Hoven noted that nearly two-thirds of the city's public school children had also been exposed to traumatic events before September 11th, including seeing someone killed or seriously injured. And most of the children have not received any mental health treatment. Scarlett Tavares is a junior at the High School for Leadership and Public Service, which is a block away from the World Trade Center site. On September 11th, she and her schoolmates ran for their lives. Now, she says, they're more prone to anger, aggressive outbursts, and sleepless nights.
My friends and I, as a matter of fact, I have a friend who she'll be on the internet till 3 o'clock in the morning talking to her friends because she every time she goes to sleep, she has nightmares about planes flying, about us running, and she doesn't do homework just so she could be online just because she doesn't want to deal with the situation.
Mary Ellen Salamone, the widow of John Salamone, who was killed in Tower One, says a nonstop media drumbeat has made it harder for victims' children, including hers, to recover.
While it is important for our nation to remember these tragic events, incessant focus on the death and destruction forces our children to relive September 11th every day. They need to be able to take a step forward. Our children need it to finally be September 12th.
Senators Clinton and Corzine want an office for the protection of children within the new Department of Homeland Security, and they want more federal funds released for long-term mental health services. Senator Clinton called this a pressing public health challenge.
We've got to plan for it, not just pick up the pieces after it happens, but be prepared to assist and to inoculate through education and awareness our children as well as adults.
That language of disease was reiterated by Dr. Harold Koplowitz, director of NYU's Child Study Center, who predicted what he called the first real outbreak of a potential psychological epidemic.
We're treating this with the hope that it'll just pass. And yet if it was a physical illness, if we could see kids stop walking like in polio, or kids having trouble breathing like tuberculosis, we'd say all bets are off, stop, let's screen everyone. And yet we seem to be 9 months after the event and we're more than a few dollars short and many, many days late.
Dr. Koplowitz was one of many witnesses who warned of the impact of the upcoming one-year anniversary of the attacks, a date, Koplowitz said, that will reinfect those children most vulnerable. As student Scarlett Tavares urged the senators, please don't forget about the survivors who struggle every time a plane flies by. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.